holistic tune-up. Rich and Famous unwind and recharge at Arizona's Canyon Ranch Spa.
I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta. We tune up our cars, renovate our homes, but what about a routine maintenance plan for our bodies? There's a place in Arizona that performs a human equivalent of a 100,000-mile checkup. We sent our reporter, Michael Holmes, there. He's covered stories in many of the world's hotspots, but his latest assignment is one of the world's hottest spas.
Hearing gunfire around here is not all that unusual, but that's pretty close.
We all have busy lives these days. For me, be it Baghdad or the anchor desk, I have a miserable diet, some bad former and current habits, and my idea of exercise is walking to the car in the morning. And so, for once, I get an assignment like this. Canyon Ranch, Tucson, Arizona. Report, they said, on how some spas are no longer, well, spas. Here, it's a 100,000-mile checkup. Qigong to stress tests. 140 activities a week if you want, and state-of-the-art medical equipment. A former US Surgeon General is on staff. Oh, and leave the cell phones and the Blackberries behind, please.
Like a busted.
Dawn hikes through the Arizona desert are a good way to start any day, but the theory here is activities like this, or perhaps an early morning stretch, are just slivers of a holistic approach to wellness that covers all bases. And it's catching on. The Canyon Ranch organization, for example, draws in 30,000 people a year, prepared to pay up to $1,000 a day to tune up. Well over $100 million in income, much of it plowed back into high-tech medical facilities.
Next, I'm going to do a floral toning lotion on you.
Yes, she said floral toning lotion. What of it? Holistic does include the occasional facial, even for me.
Now, I am feeling rather pampered right now, I have to say. This is very relaxing, but the thing here is it's not just about facials and massages. It's about changing your lifestyle, how you live, from what you eat to how you exercise to how you live your life once you leave.
Which is pretty much what the clients want, and they're happy clients. 60% are return customers, tuning up their lives. It's hard work, relaxation, and it's as much working out as you want.
You're trying to make it look like I didn't complete this.
The moment of truth for everyone comes at the end, a full-on assessment which can take a couple of hours to sift through. It was in many ways a wake-up call, nothing dramatic, but time to follow through on some lessons sometimes exhaustively learned. A lesson perhaps for all of us, getting healthy and staying that way, isn't about doing one thing here and there. It's about changing attitudes, changing a culture of excess into a culture of success.
Next.